Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us.
Damn.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
I was doing great until I pulled into the damn parking lot here at Colony Square this morning. What you looking at, Bo? Is my mic going off? Oh, yeah. I was good until I pulled into the damn parking deck this morning.
No spots to park in?
Oh, I got the first spot again on the red deck. Like, all I got to do is pull out, go to the gate. So, no.
So was there, like, a lot of oil on the ground? Did you slip and have a fall?
Nothing, man. No? It's beautiful. They walked outside. And
elevator
everything.
Didn't come?
Everything was beautiful.
What happened?
Perfect. The damn Hawks. Obviously, they lost last night. Yeah. They battled and everything like that. And what the hell was Dylan Brooks doing? Was he giving Trey a neck massage?
Being Dylan Brooks.
Well, he gave him a neck massage.
Yeah, he was being Dylan Brooks.
I'm amazed. And they gave them both techs for that?
It's outrageous. Like, the fact that that was a double technical is just...
For giving a man a neck rub?
Yeah, well, he grabbed the back of his neck. Trey didn't do anything. Like, they were kind of jawing at each other, and then Dylan grabbed
the back of his neck, and he didn't do nothing.
He didn't do anything.
Didn't do nothing.
And then they gave him both the double tech.
I'm mad because he didn't do nothing. You let at least wipe his hand off of him.
Yeah.
Let that man rub on the back of your damn neck like that.
Dylan Brooks is such a irritant.
He let him rub on his neck, Bunk. Gave him a damn trap massage. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, and that's not the worst thing that's happened.
That's not the worst thing that happened. Then you see Jalen Johnson's on the sideline with the sling, so you know it's something serious.
Yep.
And then, right, it's like, when I pull in the parking deck, I see the Shams tweet, Jalen Johnson, surgery, torn labrum, out for the year.
Out for the year. Jalen Johnson will miss the remainder of the season, which, by the way, is a lot of games.
Yes.
There's 35 games left in the season for the Hawks. They've lost 6 in a row.
You can rehab a torn labrum.
You'll
have surgery.
Yeah, that's true. He's opting for the other path.
I would do.
And so he'll be back next year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is not, like, the best thing to say because, you know, we're covering him and we're rooting for him and want him to do well, but, like...
It's been a long damn off.
He'll be back next year and so will the Hawks.
It's going to be a long damn season.
Because this is kind of what it is, right? Like, obviously, he hasn't missed all 6 of these games that they've lost, but he's missed the majority of time in this slide. You just see what they aren't without him. And with the trade deadline next week, there's no reason to be anything other than sellers. Try to get some draft picks so you can keep building up around the young core that you have. But it's frustrating because Jalen was having a really nice year. Like, obviously, he stepped into the role last year and he earned the contract that he got. And he was having a great season. Not great, but, like, you know, really, really good. He was taking a step this year and he was maybe going to be an all-star. Probably not, but, like, a borderline all-star. And when all the guys were healthy and on the court, they were pretty good and could be competitive with anybody. What was the ceiling? I don't know, but it was definitely going to be the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe you get in the playoffs and get some injury luck and beat a team. Maybe you win a playoff series. I don't know. Not now. I mean, now it's, you know.
It's already spiraling, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
It was. You know, you lost your sixth game in a row last night, and I love that we talk about fight and battle. Loss is loss. You know, they all count the same.
Yeah.
No matter how much you don't get, well, like
you also don't get credit for last night's fight and battle like you did the night before when literally no one played. Yeah. Last night, Trey and DeAndre Hunter and, you know what I mean? Like you had a lot of your starters last night.
I mean, it's going to be a rough season. But I think Coach Quinn, because I've seen enough to know that I knew before he got here, but he's a great coach. They play hard for him and things like that. This is going to come down to a talent thing. You know, and then you sit down. I mean, obviously, you see Bogey sitting down last night, Clint sitting down with back spasms. And so those two look like they're going to be on the move. And like you said, bring in the draft picks and try to reset this thing. Not all the way reset.
It's not a reset. It's just keep building youth.
You got to continue to go in that direction. But it sucks, man, because like you said, Jalen has been playing really well. Came on the scene last year. Missed some games last year because of an ankle and everything like that. But played well enough for the Hawks to view him as a cornerstone piece. So they give him the contract this offseason. And like I said, he's playing well. And you could tell throughout, even before this six-game stretch, you know, what he was going to solidify himself as, the second-best player on his team. And now he's not here, and you're going to see a lot of other guys that are going to be out there. I know one thing. I mean, watching the game last night, watching Larry Nance do a pick-and-roll one-on-one ISO on the wing, I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Except for the defender.
Yeah, nobody
the defender wants to see
like,
that.
Just the way they shot the ball last night.
Yep.
I mean, I was like, damn, like, y'all just stop shooting them. Like, stop shooting them.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't make layups last night.
No, they shot really poorly last night. I read a thing where Trey, you know, this is never going to happen, but, like, if all of the shots were made that Trey put guys in position to get an assist, he would have had 25.
Yep.
He had 9.
Yep.
Like, they couldn't make a shot. They were 1 of 29 on three-pointers where the defender was anywhere near them.
Yes.
So if there was any level of defense at all for Hawks shooters, then they were just going to miss the three. I guess they made a couple open ones, but they shot 23% from three. And even with all of that, and Houston's a good team, and they're on the second half of a back-to-back, but they had a great look.
It went down,
at the end,
yeah,
off of a great play design out of a timeout, and you had the guy shooting it that you want shooting it. Like, DeAndre Hunter
has
been as good as anybody this season. Yeah, and it was in.
It was in.
And then it's the worst possible brick because it bricks over the backboard,
yes,
and then they get the ball. You can't even fight for an offensive rebound or whatever. And so that was basically that. I mean, that was that. And then they inbound it and kicked it around like a high school team, and you couldn't foul them.
Right.
It's like, at least foul them. Like, come on. At least extend this thing and pretend like there's a chance. They couldn't even foul them, and then the game ended like that. So the last three things that happened in that game, four things if you want to include Trey not doing anything, is Trey got a neck massage from Dylan Brooks.
He did.
And then didn't do anything about it. Or no one else did either, by the way. Like, because that's the other thing. Is like, Trey, you know, Trey's a little fella. Maybe there's a goon out there to step up for him. Nobody fought Dylan Brooks or anything like that. They kind of got in his face a little bit, but you know.
I don't even think that was a tech on Dylan. He just gave him a neck massage.
That's a tech on Dylan. You can't be touching people's necks.
Yeah, he gave him a neck massage.
Yeah, but again.
Look tense, Trey.
Yeah, but again, like, they weren't doing anything. They were collapsing. So Dylan Brooks was like, what am I going to do? Let me try to irritate these guys, like, and play my role, which is what it is. And the Hawks stopped at that point.
Yep.
Like, that was it. Like, that was it. Because the Hawks were on a 15-2 run at one point in the fourth quarter to fight their way back into that game. Houston thought the game was over after three, and they were ready to get out of here with a win. And the Hawks were running them down. And ultimately, they didn't. They missed that three. That was the second thing that happened. And then the Rockets inbound the ball, kick it around, and that was that.
Game time.
Game over. Six in a row.
Yep. Game time. And they got – I mean, even they had Jim. That's a tough-ass stretch they got coming up, too. And so you look at it from that standpoint. I don't even know what to damn say. I mean, you're going to see a lot of what am I thinking of?
You're going to see a lot of Veet Krejci.
Veet Krejci.
Who's a nice player if he's your eighth guy.
And then, I mean, just a lot. You're going to see a lot of guys. Obviously, they're going to keep DeAndre Hunter in his role, so he's not going to come up to the start lineup. You saw that. If you didn't know that by now,
with
guys being out and who they continue to run out in the smoke, he's going to stay in his role as that sixth man. Mm-hmm. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish he could, you know.
No, it's fine with me.
It is what it is. Meaning that I wish he was number four overall pick that was in the starting line.
Oh,
the biggest question to me was Risha Shea played the night before. Did he re-injure himself?
Risha Shinjured himself.
Okay. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. I
have no idea. trying to put a smiley face on the thing. I don't know. Guys don't play too far, Andy, even if they're 19.
Say this boy 19. Damn, I got kids his age. My son is older than him.
How's his jumper? Because they need some guys.
I mean, he can jump. You see
yeah, he's
high
a very
jump,
good jumper.
He can high jump. But, I don't know how that's going to correlate to basketball.
Yeah, backup point guard?
Yeah, man.
That's could be a defensive stop. Yeah, it is. It sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah.
It is, you know.
Because, you know, we weren't saying, but damn, you just don't want to fall off.
No, I mean, it was never going to be that, but you could at least see, all right, they pivoted from some of the decisions they made the last couple of years. The Dyson Daniels move has worked out really nicely. Yes. It's like perfect for what they needed. And when you had Trey and Dyson and Jalen and Reese Shea and Capella, really, when Capella was in the starting lineup, it's all six games since Okongwu has been in the starting lineup. It's not entirely on him, but it is also true. That starting five was pretty good. Like, that was a pretty solid starting five, especially defensively. Yes. Like, that's the thing. They had made such strides on defense. And then that also offered them a pretty nice second unit as well when Bogey was... I mean, Bogey's just had a bad year.
Yeah, the Olympic curse.
On the random nights when Bogey was okay.
Who else?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Him, Embiid, who else?
I don't know. Is Jason Tatum still mad?
Yeah, did you see him shun Steve Kerr?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, he's mad.
He's upset.
Yeah, he benched him.
He didn't bench him. He just didn't play him. It's a difference.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because being benched means you were out there and then you got benched.
Yeah, he just didn't play him.
He just was a bench warmer.
Yeah.
He just made him a bench warmer. Yes.
I guess he thought he was built like Halliburton. This is Jordan Ryan.
Dude, Hallie was thrilled.
He was having a great damn time.
He was like, cool, I don't even have to play.
I'm here with all these French bunnies.
And I get an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, man. I'm walking around my medal and these bunnies are going to follow me. Yeah.
No one's ever signed a $300 million contract and had a bad summer in the same summer except for Jason Tatum.
That's it.
He had a bad summer.
Yep.
What happened? Well, I signed the biggest contract in NBA history.
Yep.
And I won an NBA championship. Why was it so bad? Steve Kerr was mean to me in France.
Steve Kerr took it away from me. He took away my... Yeah, man, but yeah, I mean, bring it back home. It's gonna be a long damn year, man.
I don't know. I mean, it's about seeing what you got in some of these rotational guys.
Like
honestly, I mean, you'll get a chance to see more Muhammad Gay. He'll play more. You'll get a chance to see
Do
more.
We want that?
No,
okay.
We don't want that.
How you're trying to like phrase it like. This is a good thing that we get to see Muhammad Gay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. I mean, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, right. It's a terrible thing.
Okay.
But instead of just saying season's over, click off, I'm saying at least like last year when things spiraled out of control and were terrible, you got to see Vic Krejci play.
Oh.
And you were like, all right, this is a guy who can actually do some stuff. He can come off your bench. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
The worst thing in the NBA is when bench players become starters. That's when you know it's
in the NBA is when there's 35 games left in the season. It's not even the trade deadline, nor is it the All-Star break. And you're talking about the silver lining being Mo Gay is going to get more playing time.
Yes.
That's not great.
No, it's, oh, no.
That's not great.
It's not great.
Hey, by the way, we got a watch party coming up on Saturday. Let me emphasize the fact that the first 100 fans get a free Michelob Ultra.
Go get your drink.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it. But you should come hang out with 92.9 The Game, me, Michelob Ultra, Hawks watch party. They take on the Pacers, who are playing pretty good right now. On February 1st, that's this Saturday, starting at McRae's Tavern in Smyrna. Come hang out with the Hawks dancers, the flight crew. We're going to give away prizes. And like I said, the first 100 fans are going to get a free Michelob Ultra.
I might come join you, Doug. I think I'm going to be in the area.
In a free Mick Ultra?
I think I'm going to be in the area.
Well, come on down. Yeah. First one's on me.
Andy's buying.
Right. I'm buying the first 100.
Yep.
One each.
So, second one's on you. We know faces, damn it.
Yeah, I remember faces. Yeah. I'm good with faces. All right. We'll come back. Talk about stuff that isn't that, hopefully. Thanks for being with us. First hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.